Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hit it!
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where
all
passion
now.
Sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with fronts,
you know,
or
words.
Cutaway coat,
everybody.
Perfect fits. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper. Trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come at Smiths, where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellers in their midst.
Crossed over if I never have a sense.
What's interesting about that? Don't even say it. Gene Wilder. He's a good singer.
Yeah.
He's a very good singer.
Did he have like a theater background? Was that
all the stars used to. If you watch
you almost had to.
The old movie stars, they could dance, they could sing, you know, they could get on in a movie in a scene with Gene Kelly and hold their own. And we don't have that anymore.
No.
They
get plucked out of a reality show.
Yeah, ask, what's it, Russell Brand to Soft Shoe.
Yeah.
Good luck. They used to have to be multi-talented because they wanted to be ready for whatever job came along. Can you sing? Can you dance? Can you? Yeah, I could do all that. And they could. Good afternoon. Welcome to the May 30th edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. As the effects of the allergy continue to drive me insane, I want to...
Sounds a little better today.
A little better today. I want to start by thanking all the people who emailed me and told me about honey and even invited me to Honey Harvest, and I have accepted one invitation in a couple of weeks if the scheduling works out, because I work a grueling 12-hour week, a 12-hour work week.
Right.
So I may or may not, depending on the time they did it, but this person who will remain anonymous has been harvesting honey for 20 years, and he's not far from me. He's a couple miles from where I live, and he said not that far. And I have extra bee suits. He says, I even had, and this cut me, some larger suits.
Oh, my. Larger.
Larger than he.
Yeah. He says, I'm sure I will even have one to fit you.
Oh, man.
I know he didn't mean it, but it hurt. It hurt. You know, a lot of times what people don't understand about somebody like me, I have feelings.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Just because you tell a joke every day, you still have feelings.
Sometimes the clown cries.
The clown cried when he hung up the phone. I hung up the phone from that call, and actually it was a text, and he said, we even have some larger, we have one that would fit you, and I cried.
Oh, man.
I actually sobbed, and he would never know that.
Yeah.
But I called him, and I said, when is this honey harvest? He said, a couple of weeks. I don't have the exact date yet. A couple of hours, he said, is all. You put on a bee suit. Your wife could come with you. That's the part I didn't like, so bring your wife. And you can watch us do this. And I may do it if it works out where I can do it. I may go watch it.
Sounds fun.
And I don't do anything, but I may do that. So thanks for that. Thanks to the people who emailed me and continue to try to tell me how air conditioning works.
Oh, my goodness.
One guy sent me a great diagram, the condenser.
He still had no idea.
I still didn't really get it because I'm not Mr. Wizard. That's a reference for only older people. He was a chemistry guy, and he took young boys over to his house in the basement.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
He did.
That show now would be taken off the air.
Yep.
Well, Jimmy, why don't you come over to the house after school, and we'll go down in the basement together, and I'll show you some experiments.
Why don't you light that Bunsen burner for me?
Yeah. Yeah, let me watch you light that. Let me watch you light the Bunsen burner with my pants on.
Was it Don Herbert?
Don Herbert. Very good. So you studied.
I loved it. Well, yeah, no, I was fascinated with that show growing up.
Can I be honest with you about that haircut?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. No, horrible.
It's really short.
It's just not, it makes a statement you don't want to make. Why don't you just go ahead and have your earlobe stretched? Why don't you have your earlobe stretched out the size of quarters?
It's a little shorter than I wanted, but
it's not about being short. It's that mohawk.
The
thing.
Top on part.
Top is long, sides are skinned.
Right.
You look like a criminal.
Well, sorry,
I'm just telling you. And you're not going to get fired because of it. You just still look like a criminal.
The criminal look.
So thanks to all the emails. This audience is amazing to me. I tell Peon and Dan all the time, there's nothing that we can want to find out about that I don't think we've ever gone in there and said, you know, I need somebody to call and tell me, boom, 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 here they come, the people that know. So here's my next one. But I got to be careful because I don't want a flood of responses or information because it will be overload. 1 week from today, Bruce, you got any romantic music?
Uh-oh.
Just something, you know, the piano stuff that I like that sort of says evening of martinis and champagne, get lucky later, that kind of music. I know he's got something.
Is this you you're talking about?
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I don't know the words.
Strangers on the shore.
No. Smoke it's in your eyes. 1 week from today is my wedding anniversary.
Oh, boy.
We don't do anything for our anniversary. And I mean that literally. We just don't do anything. But as we get older and older and older, and there are fewer of them left, I've tried to become a more giving person. Unfortunately, what I want to give, she doesn't want to receive.
Right.
but I try to go more the direction she'd like to go. She's she loves history. She loves buildings with character and history. She
can
loves.
Can I go to the history museum?
No. She likes the bed and breakfast boutique kind of thing. I don't care for that crap. I don't care about history. I don't like old buildings. I want a new building with a new TV. But 1 week from tomorrow, I have to go to Chicago for a personal business. And by the way, I'm breaking this news to Dan and Peon. They didn't even know this, but Paul Harris will be in a week from tomorrow. Thursday. 1 week from today, I will leave.
And you're still on your regular assignment then on Friday?
Regular assignment Friday.
Oh, man.
So a week from today, since I have to go to Chicago anyway, I thought, it's the day after my anniversary. Who cares if it's the next day? The thought that counts. I'll take my wife with me to Chicago, and we'll make it an anniversary weekend. But here's where I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do this that I'm about to describe to you. And some people do. They're good at it. I am not good at, by myself, planning a trip. I've never packed a bag. I have never packed a bag. She packs the bags. I've never really set up a vacation or booked a place. She's done it. She has always done it. With the kids, go to a dude ranch. She found it, you know. But I'd like this year to be the man, and I'd like to say, here's where we're going.
Pack my bags. That will not change.
Here's where we're going, and this is what we're going to do, and we're going to see this show, and then pack my bags. You're right. So go pack my bags, woman.
Or all you have to do is say, my bags are packed, and just have her look, and then she will repack.
Oh, she'll unpack it.
Oh, just throw it all. Right, just throw a bunch of clothes in there, not fold it or anything.
Dan has a great point. I will pack it. It'll be so horrible.
Yeah.
She'll say, oh, my goodness, we can't go. And she'll dump it out and do it over. That's a great idea. Yeah. And it'll look like I made an effort to pack it. She could get three times as much in a bag as I can, because I just throw it in. I wad stuff up and throw it in.
I roll. Have you ever learned that technique? Does she roll clothes?
Yes.
Because that way you keep wrinkles out.
She knows all those tricks. So we'll go to Chicago. I don't know anything about Chicago. I've been to Chicago, five times maybe. I don't particularly like it. It's a real city. It's actually
my kind of
a big
town.
City. What was that?
My kind of town. I like
Wait a minute. What? Wait just a minute. Chicago, it's my kind of town. Hang on.
Wait.
I'm going to write that down. No, I'm going to write it down. There's something there. My kind of town.
Kind of town.
So you're saying Chicago is
my kind of town.
Huh.
That's all I got.
I'm going to finish this.
All right.
No, I'll finish it. So that's as far as I am. Steve Cochran, I knows a lot about Chicago. I have a call in for him, but the problem with Mr. Cochran is if you call him, you might hear from him 3 days later. I probably hear from the day after I get back. Hey, saw where you called.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk to him. I've talked to a couple of people. And the problem with a place like Chicago is it's too big. There are too many choices. Too many choices. You say, well, what's a nice hotel? They'll name 20.
It's a real downtown.
Yeah. And I want a view. Okay. You want a view of the city? You want a view of the lake? What do you want? So I got to start this process, but be prepared.
Have you ever heard of that website? I think it's called Airbnb, the letters BNB. And it's like vacation rentals, private rooms. People have their places up for rent. It's not just hotels. You can get like a nice condo or something.
See, the letters B&B say to me bed and breakfast.
No, you have to look at the site. I mean, there are
what's it called?
Air, and then the letters BNB.
All right.
.com.
Hang on. I'm going to record. I'm going to make a note to myself in my phone recorder.
Because it's people, you know, they have their nice.
Hang on, here it comes.
Or people have rental places that they.
Airbnb, letter N?
Yeah.
BNB.com for a place to stay. Okay, just put it in my phone there. Now, I won't forget it. So that's the deal. And I guess what I'm saying to you is 1 week from next Monday.
You're going to get lucky.
I'll be dragging. I mean, I will be dragging.
Trails in the sand.
Trails in the sand, yeah. By Dick Dragon. I know that joke. But that's the deal. And I guess I threw that out there because I do want the ladies listening to realize there is a romantic bone in my body. Mm-hmm. It's just not the bone she's interested in. She's interested in, you know, other romantic stuff. Now, Paul Harris, I talked to him this morning because I had to call to see if he could sit in for me a week from today. And I told him what I was going to do. And he said, if you go to dinner, you have to go to the Capitol Grill. What is that? Do you know about
it? I've never heard of the Capitol Grill. No.
I've heard of it. He said, that's the place. That's the dinner you want to go to, the Capitol Grill. So I know that a lot of people will mean well and hit me with a whole bunch of suggestions. And then the problem is you just have too many suggestions. And I appreciate that. But I'm just kind of letting you know what's going to be going on next week. I won't be here Thursday and the Friday. They did move my assignment to Chicago since I was there.
Oh, well,
that helps.
Yeah.
Chicago assignment. Burke segment. Do we have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
All right. The man with a brand new haircut. I'd like for you to put it on the Facebook page. Seriously, and I'd like for people to vote. I'm not kidding. Is this the haircut a professional person should wear?
Well, I've never claimed to be professional.
But do you want to ever become professional? That haircut could hold you back.
Maybe not.
I would want to.
Take your own picture. I'm serious. Put it up, and let's hear what people say about your haircut.
Here
with a new haircut, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The first thing, I found this on the web today, the World Wide Web. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I've heard of this web.
Yeah, so pretty cool. It's an experiment, and I would say this is mostly for guys to do, guys that are dating, and just to see how secure your relationship is. Somebody came up with this experiment. You text the person that you're dating, I haven't been fully honest with you, and that's all you text. And then you leave your phone. You don't respond. If they respond back, you just leave your phone for an hour. And don't. If they call, you don't answer. If they text back, you don't answer. Just to see what some of the responses are. And there's a website out there that has people have captured. There's, you know, texts and things like that, and they've sent in. Some of these guys have sent in some of these responses, and it's very, very entertaining. Just because the girls start freaking out. If that's all you say, that's like a bomb to
but
drop.
If you sent me that, if you're a woman, my wife, and you said, I haven't been totally honest with you, I only have one response, and that's, what are you talking about? I mean, that's
right.
My response.
But then you don't respond back. If they send you that, you just leave it. You just leave it go for like an hour.
That could drive you crazy.
Well, I know. That's the whole point of it. So some of these girls, some of the responses are, about what? And then the guy just let it sit there. And then, is this about the night when you didn't come home? And then you just let it sit there
that's a good one.
Just to see how driving the... Yes, it's very mean. But you find out if... how secure your relationship is, I think.
You know what I used to do at a radio station where I worked one time, and I told other people about it, and they started doing it? Just walk by an office or a cubicle and just stop and just stick your head in and go, I can't believe you, and walk away. It will drive them nuts.
What?
Well, that reminds me of there's this guy on YouTube that does he has a comedy channel. He does various man in the street kind of things. And one of his characters, all he does is walk. He'll stand on a sidewalk, and he'll walk up to somebody and just go, just like that, to people, and that's all he does, and just shakes their head at him, and just to see the responses from people, it's hilarious, because people go, what did I do? Just go, psh. That's what it's called, the psh guy.
Good one.
But, so I'll put some of these responses on our Facebook page. It's very funny. Some of the second thing I have, I was watching stumbling across some videos last night, and for some reason, I locked on to Super Dave, just watching some
Super Dave Osborne.
Super Dave.
Love Super Dave.
Osborne. And one of the clips I found is from The Tonight Show. I think it was 1989. And
now you know his real name.
Was it Bob Einstein?
Albert Einstein.
Albert.
Yes.
No, Albert Brooks
is Albert Einstein.
Bob Einstein.
Is Bob Einstein. Yeah. You're right. Bob Osborne is really, Dave Osborne is really Bob Einstein.
Yeah.
And Albert Brooks is his brother.
I've always been a fan of Super Dave.
I like Albert Brooks.
You like him more? Yeah. But this segment, I'm going to play that. I have the audio, but this segment's from The Tonight Show and Super Dave Osborne.
Super Dave Osborne is here tonight. Now, I didn't know about the political anti-joke movement, but I did not know you got a new book.
Well, yes, we do.
Something about Valentine's Day coming
absolutely.
Up?
Absolutely. It's called Dear Super, and it's Letters of Hope. And I've had people write...
He's so straight-faced.
I've had people write to me through the years about relationships, and relationships that were on the verge of breaking up. Uh-huh. Yet, they persevered, and they tell in this book how they make it. And
so it's kind of a message of hope for people.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful gift for Valentine's Day. And if you're having trouble in your relationship and you read the hardships that these people went through, it'll really give you a boost.
It makes your troubles seem much smaller, I
absolutely.
Thought.
It's very tasty and nice. And, you know, people laugh at emotions.
Yeah, I know that.
And this will give you a chance to really be alone.
Could you give us, a pre-Valentine letter or something?
I certainly will. I have one letter that I just love because these two people fought incredible hardships to really make it. Mm-hmm. It was sent to me by a Cliff Gregory, and it concerns a man named Tom and a girl named Janet. And Tom and Janet had similar problems. Tom had incredibly bad foot odor, and Janet... and Janet had unusually bad breath. And because of this, they would go around all day long looking at the ground. They would go to work looking at the ground. They would work all day looking at the ground and go home looking at the ground. Well, one day after work, Tom left work, Janet left work, and they were walking home in opposite directions. And lo and behold, they bumped into each other. Their heads popped up, and it was the first time either one of them had ever made eye contact with another human being. Well, needless to say, love swept over the two of them. And they began to float down the street with love. The first hotel they came to, they floated into the lobby, and Tom said, give me your best room. And the manager said, how about the penthouse? Tom said, fine. He said, there's the elevator. He said, forget it, we'll float up the stairs with love. So they floated up the stairs with love, and when they came to the penthouse, they opened the door, and Tom said, Janet, my darling, you go into your bathroom and prepare. I'll go into my bathroom and prepare. I'll meet you in the bedroom in 5 minutes. Janet ran to her bathroom. Tom ran to his bathroom, and he was getting undressed on the way. He was so excited. And when he got into the bathroom, he shut the door, she shut her door, and they begin to prepare for their nightly ritual to take care of their problem. First, Tom boiled his feet in hot... boiled his feet in Lysol, wrapped them in towels, and set them on fire. And Janet was gargling with pool chlorine. All of a sudden, the doors sprung open, and they flew into each other's arms under the cover. And Tom grabbed Janet's face and started to embrace her. And she lowered her head onto his chest, and she said, Thomas, my darling, before we embrace, I have to tell you a secret about myself. He said, I already know, my sweetheart. You ate my socks.
That's an old joke.
Oh, man. Oh, but it's... Joke. Oh, gosh. That was so funny, though.
That is an. I didn't recognize it because he changed.
I know.
So
yeah,
much.
He was so good at it.
But it's a great old joke. Man, I miss that show. That
I know.
Carson.
Oh, it's so good.
Carson, the greatest. I can't see the screen. Do I have a call?
No.
I'm supposed to have a call right now. Am I not?
Oh, it's 3:30. I was waiting to do my Burke segment.
Somebody dropped the ball.
What? Yeah.
Tell him who dropped the ball.
Okay.
Who?
I will.
Tell him who dropped the ball.
Josh.
No, not Josh. Yeah. Doesn't work on this show.
I did.
Poor Josh.
Dan Strauss dropped the ball.
I dropped the ball.
I have a terrific article to share with you before the day is over. Since I'm going to be going to Chicago next week, I have no idea where I am when I get there. It's too big. It's overwhelming. But this is an article about, and let me preface this by saying, we do not condone any of this. These are, and this is published by people who work in the hotel business, ways to cheat the system, to cheat the minibar, to cheat on, you know, how to get an upgrade in a room with a problem that's not really a problem. Things we would never do.
No.
Never do. How to watch a movie, a pay-per-view movie, and not pay for it. I'm telling you, the reason we're going to share this with you is to call to your attention. There are despicable people who would take advantage of this information, who would take this information and use it to steal.
Yeah.
From the hotel, whether you're stealing a movie you should pay for
right.
or a minibar.
Whether you think the things are overpriced or not. I mean,
so when we
matter.
Get to this point, don't make notes and do not do any of the things that we're about to tell you can be done. John Landoff Jr. is here, and to keep this from turning into a 12-minute segment, I'm going to cut my part down, but I'd like to start my part, John, by reading you a great email that I got yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Say hello to me first?
No. I'm going to read the email.
Good afternoon. How are you?
No, I'm going to read the email, then I'll say hello. Here's the email. Frank, I live in Fenton, Missouri. I listen to your show on a regular basis. I live about a half mile from one of the biggest Chevy dealers in South County.
Whoa.
However,
and there's always a however in life.
I've heard Johnny Landoff on the show always saying that they have the best deal, so I emailed them from their website, and after several emails back and forth, we came to a deal that I could not believe. And I was thinking, well, they're going to give me the runaround when I get up there, but no, they were true to their word and gave me what they said they would for my trade-in and a great price. In fact, I emailed John Landoff after the sale and told him how great his team was, and that all I could say about the price he gave me was, are you kidding me? That's what he put in there. And then he says, please tell them thanks again when you have them on the air. I've been telling everybody I know about the great deal and how nice everyone was to me when I was there. In fact, I was in and out of there within an hour in my new truck. Dennis from Fenton.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great email. I wrote Dennis back, congratulated him on his new truck, thanked him for the email. How about that, John?
I talked with Dennis.
Proves so, once again, the experience is every bit as important as the deal.
It is. You know what? Again, we know we equate sometimes buying a car to going to a dentist's office, or you know, going to have your jaw rewired or something. But you know, it should be fun, and we make it fun, and we try to. You know, people come and visit, and they sit in my office, and after a while, they'll say, you know, you make it fun. I'm like, well, yeah, I have to. Not only for me, but for everybody here, but, you know, primarily, of course, for our customers. And just that whole transaction that, that Dennis went through, a lot of what we do here is now on the digital side of life. You can just about do 75, 80. It's up to you. How much preparation do you want to do ahead of time online? You know, going to Landoff.com. You can fill out the credit application online. We can process to where we can get you the lowest rate. You're not sitting here waiting for us because it still takes, you know, some time with the, you know, many, many, many partners that we have in the finance world for financing. We still take cash. So those of you out there that say, oh, we'll do that. No, we'll take a check. We'll still take cash. But again, going online, taking pictures of your trade-in, getting the VIN number. A lot of what we do is done on the digital aspect with emails back and forth, and then you come in, get you in and out of here right away. And if you say, you know what, my business is too busy, you know, we can bring the vehicle to you. We can pick your trade-in up. We can bring the paperwork to you. If you say, you know what, can you do this where I don't even have to come in? Yeah, we can. And that doesn't, just because you live in the South County, West County, St. Peter's, O'Fallon, Wentzville, Granite City, Edwardsville, your listeners come from all over, Frank. They really do. And they're great. They're great people. They're just a lot of fun. And they love, you know, because a lot of people don't think that it's really going to happen the way that maybe we project on these spots.
Well, you know why? Because some advertisers are liars.
What?
Yeah. They make it sound like it's going to be a great experience, but it's really not. They give you the impression you're going to meet the guy who's on TV on the commercial, but you don't meet him. They're liars. If we were really rotten, we would name the big South County dealer that Dennis passed up to go to Londo, but we don't work like that.
Let me just say this. He's not that big.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're
talking about.
You know, if we were really mean, we'd also, we've mentioned from time to time, a car dealer who does TV commercials whose teeth are yellow. We'd name him, but we're not going to do that.
No.
You'll
no.
know when you see him, it's the guy with the yellow teeth.
Yeah.
You'll know who it is.
Ew.
We don't work that way.
Ew. Yeah, but so Dan, answers, and he answers the phone, and is standing here, and I said, how you doing? He goes, good, we're just waiting for the storms. And I go, boy, that's an exciting life. You're just waiting for the storms.
Yep.
I hope we don't have any storms tonight.
Well, what he meant by that, John, is that AM radio is the only part of the entire media with a built-in warning system, and we're proud of it. We're very proud of it. When there's a storm coming, you can hear crackling and popping. That's built in deliberately as a warning system on AM. FM doesn't have it.
No.
You could listen to FM radio and be, oh, man, I like that song. And next thing you know, boom, you've been killed by a tornado.
Crystal clear signal. Yeah,
lightning strikes you.
You have no idea.
That clear signal stuff is dangerous.
Yep.
You hear crackling, popping. You go, you know what? I think there's a storm coming. KTRS saved my life.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time.
I have to take cover now.
Yeah, I'm going to the basement with my radio.
We the people.
That's right.
Oh, you guys are unbelievable. I am so, I mean, I'm tingly right now on just having the relationship that I have with you. And
well, I think anybody would be. Yeah.
Get all tingly.
Good way to describe it.
Goosebumps.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll stop now. But it's going to be a great close. The Memorial Day sales event continues. I think it goes on forever, but no, it doesn't. It does end Monday night at midnight. Now, we don't plan on being here at midnight. We'd like to try to take care of your needs and your wants on a new car, new truck, or a pre-owned vehicle, because super low interest rates, great deals on the pre-owned side of life, and we have probably anything that you want in stock, and if not, we'll get it for you. So we're going to be here as late as your great listeners want us to be here. Email us at lawnduff.com. If you want to email me direct, it's pretty simple. It's lawnduffjr@lawnduff.com. So, you know, we are here for the AM and the PM.
And he reads his own email. I've seen him in the office. He doesn't have an email secretary or screener. He reads it. I've seen him do it.
No.
He listens to all the voice messages himself.
I do.
Yes, it's time.
And I apologize if I can't get back right away to somebody, but no, it's a great time to buy a car. Let's keep the storms away. We will be here as late as you want us to be here tonight, 6:30, 7:30, all weekend long, late Friday night, and again Saturday. But 314-837-1800. That's how you reach us. 314-837-1800, or again 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com, and Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. And thanks to Dennis, he's a funny guy.
Yeah, Dennis, thank you for the email. And John, we don't have time. If we did, and I'd like to do this another time. I've had so many requests for you to retell the soccer story yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you could do that another day, is retell the story about your boys being in soccer practice. That was a great story.
Okay, Frank.
The soccer camp, yeah.
Thanks. You know, here I'm trying to get through this right away for you because you know,
did.
You put the rush act on me right away.
You did. You did a good job. In fact, didn't he do a good job?
You're not going to talk much.
Did a good job getting right through that. That's good. John, we'll send them to you.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
See you, kids. Drive safe out there, everyone.
Thank you, John Londo. I'm going to roll right into another thing I need to do rather than break and come back to it just because I don't know, because I feel like doing it. And here's what it is. Because there's more than just a commercial here. There's a warning. On my computer this morning, there was a message from First Community Credit Union, but it wasn't from First Community Credit Union. These people have got some big ones who do this, because I would imagine if you get prosecuted for fraud, for pretending to be Yahoo or pretending to be First Community Credit Union or pretending to be, that's got to be a huge
did
punishment.
It look like, oh. Did it look like it was from
oh, yeah.
them?
Though? Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was in their yeah. logo type style.
Wow. I saw one on online the other day. Somebody posted on Facebook. It was door hangers, and they were going door to door, and it was Bank of America. We need your – and they had an 800 number on there. Not Bank of America's number. It's like, we need you to call this number, confirm your account number, this and that. I mean, they're going door to door now.
Wow.
So I get this email, and it says, it was something like PPG or PMG, your PGP web, international web address is about to expire. You need to contact us immediately at First Community Credit Union so that we can make sure your contract. And I thought, what the heck? Web address or web mail address? So I looked at it, and it wanted me to click on a link. So I clicked on the link, and then the link said login, password. Well, I don't have a login or password for any PPG in mail web. What? There's no such thing. So they say, if you don't know, you know this trick, if you don't know your password, you like, click here and we'll email you a code. Now, I went as far as I knew I could go without giving them any information. But what happens is they send me a temporary password. I send it back. Then it opens up the thing where they want some confirmation so they can continue my contract. And that confirmation is account number.
Oh,
no. I called First Community, and she said, you're not the first call. She said, it's absolutely bogus. Mm. You did the right thing. Flush it, delete it, ignore it. But the nerve, these people, I would be scared to death. You know what? If I did that, you know how long it would take somebody to knock on my door and trace it to my computer? 15 minutes, and the FBI would be at my door.
They know what they're doing, though. I mean,
they do. They know how to dodge and how to. So the message there is, First Community Credit Union customers, no. Don't fall for that stuff, or quite frankly, anybody else from any other company. When, look, if you're as we are, members of First Community Credit Union, don't you think they have our account number? Of course they do. Think about it. They have your account number. They need to ask you that. They're First Community Credit Union. It's a scam. Ignore it. And I hope you will eventually, if you're not already, become members as we are. It is a great place to bank. That's all I can say. That's all that needs to be said now. Whatever you use a bank for, all the services, they got them, plus, I think, better service. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now, see how things are rolling with Tim Weiland.
And this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Your stomach doesn't care what time it is. After 9 p.m., Applebee's becomes the bees with half-price appetizers and now drink specials. It's late night, done right. See you tomorrow. Well, we have some pretty heavy traffic going westbound on Highway 64, and you're already slow between Hampton and McCausland, but then you're heavy again from about 170 out through Spady, and that's where there was a multi-vehicle accident that had at one time two right lanes blocked. It looks like just the right lane is blocked at this time. Disabled vehicle on eastbound 270 at the Canal Bridge has the right lane blocked, so traffic was slow from about Riverview on over the Chain of Rocks Bridge to the Canal Bridge. On, looks like westbound 270 at Riverview, we've also got an accident. It's in the median. If you're traveling southbound 270, things look pretty good there. You're pretty well stacked up already on westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is also brought to you by Allstate. Summer vacation season has arrived, but before you hit the road for your warm weather adventures, put yourself in good hands. Talk to an Allstate agent today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. Let's leave the world.
10 years ago, a Window World window cost $189 per window, and that included installation. 10 years later, and 35,000 homes later, a Window World window costs $189 per window, including installation. In fact, the only difference is that now it comes with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. It also comes with every single customer service award you can possibly win. Call Window World now, 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World, 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com. That's
Window World. There are all kinds of joint supplements being peddled out there, and most of them have one thing in common. They don't work to give you the relief you're looking for. But now there's Beneflex, a unique formula with a clinically tested patented ingredient that's so effective, you only need to take one pill daily. Just one pill, and you can begin to experience joint relief in as few as 7 days. And here's even better news. Now, thanks to this special radio offer, you can receive a complimentary 2-week sample of Beneflex just by calling 1-800-900-0669. So if you're tired of joint supplements that just don't work, experience the Beneflex Relief Advantage now by calling for your complimentary sample. You could start feeling joint relief in as few as 7 days, so call now. Beneflex is also available at GNC, but remember, you can only guarantee your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-900-0669. That's 1-800-900-0669. 1-800-900-0669.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-900-7127. Final Trim is an amazing proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-900-7127. 1-800-900-7127. That number again is 1-800-900-7127.
Hello, St. Louis. This is Denise Bradley, and exciting things are happening at Appliance Discounters. We're now introducing the new Bosch line of appliances. So now you can get the entire line of Bosch kitchen appliances along with laundry products at Appliance Discounters. Come by any of our Appliance Discounters locations to check out the smart-looking line of Bosch dishwashers. They're rated as the quietest, most water an energy efficient line of dishwashers in the U.S. and backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. The Bosch single and double wall ovens are German engineered with the largest capacity on the market. Match it with a sleekly designed Bosch built-in refrigerator with a variety of convenience and food preservation features. There are also Bosch cooktops, ventilation, or laundry units at Appliance Discounters. We buy Bosch appliances factory direct by the truckload for extra savings, which means our savings are your savings. Visit any of our Appliance Discounters 4 showrooms in Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, and the newest location in Baldwin. Or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Want your home to make a statement? Want to maximize your biggest investment? Update your home with Savoy House Lighting, which is available at Metro Lighting. Whether you're lighting your dream home, remodeling your family room, or maybe need a new chandelier, Savoy House offers distinctive selections for every style and budget. Plus, during the month of May, save 25% on all regularly priced Savoy House Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, neighbor, do you have Craftsman tools? I've got tons of Craftsman, everything from wrenches to power drills to lawnmowers. In fact, come by this Saturday. We're giving away Craftsman bottle openers to the first 50 people.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor, a neighbor with all the best brands, like Craftsman. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With coupon available in-store or at acehardware.com. No purchase necessary. Limit one. Valid at participating stores. June 1st only.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
You get a shiver in the dark.
We can sneak a call or two, and Dan has some Burke segments material, but let's do that.
I just have some. It's pretty quick. This is on the back of a health insurance form, and I'm not sure what company it is, but I had this sent to me. For assistance in Spanish or Chinese or Navajo.
Navajo?
Or Tagalog.
What?
Tagalog. Including copies of this notice in Spanish or Chinese or Navajo or Tagalog.
What is that?
I don't know what Tagalog is. So I had Peon look it up.
What was the definition of it? Austronesian? It's like a quarter of the population in the Philippines speaks Tagalog.
Why do we have to print anything in it?
I don't know. Why would that be? I've never seen anything. It's always been Spanish. I've never seen anybody say anything about Chinese, Navajo, and then Tagalog.
I had an instruction manual recently. 6 languages.
Oh, man.
The manual was really thick. My part of it was 3 pages. English. It was Chinese, Portuguese, Spanish, French.
German.
I think maybe German and English. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, when you first start to go read it and you realize it's gibberish, you can't, wait a second, I'm reading another language. Then you got to sift through. Yeah. Some of them, they're half and half. The first half is these languages. Then you turn it over and then it's right side up for the other 3 languages. What's this world coming to? An update on the Larry Connors thing. Part of the lawsuit now is he says that, starting back in December of 2010, he was paid less than his former co-anchor, Vicki Newton, who is black, because of his race and gender. I'd like to comment on this, but I don't think I will, because I don't think anything I say will be taken the right way, and it'll be misconstrued. But how do they know how much each other makes? Nobody here knows what the other person makes. How do you know that? How do you know the salaries of other people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because everybody wants to know. There was a guy at another radio station. We were in a building in St. Louis with another station that wasn't part of our station. It was owned by different people. We just shared a building. There was a guy in there who was always very jealous of me. And he would ask around, how much does Frank make? How much does Frank make? And it got back to me. Somebody came to me and said, he's always wanting to know how much you make. So I said, here. I wrote down a number. I said, go tell him this is what it was. Exorbitant. It was out of this world. It drove him crazy. It was 3 times what I made. And it just ate him up. And he would come back to her and go, are you sure? Where'd you get that information? And I said, lay it on thick. Tell him you talked to the accountant here, payroll. You found it. They got you the information. It's absolutely legit. And it drove him nuts. I had a great time, but I don't think most workplaces, you don't know what other people make. I don't know what anybody makes here. Mm-mm. So I don't know how he knew, you know, unless it's a union deal and maybe contract. I don't know. I guess if you put in your contract, that make that part of your contract, that I am to be made aware of what my peers make. Maybe you could do that. I don't know. But that's the newest chapter to the Larry Connors thing.
Oh, and that language is called Tagalog. Some guy called and said that his son speaks Tagalog. I've never
known. Really?
Yeah.
Well, how many people could claim that?
I know.
And then real quickly, I'm rooting for our Chesterfield spelling contestant, soon to be champion, I hope. I guess, is it a he or she? Hang on here. Gokul, it's a boy. Gokul Vikatal Chalam. That's close enough. Is he still in today? Do we know?
I don't follow. Yeah.
Good luck. I think that's great that a kid gets credit for doing something besides sports or being a video game world champion.
Oh, Colin said he's out. He finished his
10th place. Oh, no, he's out.
10th place.
Oh, that's okay. 10th place. Deserves a round of applause.
Good.
All right, here's somebody who's in first place. Window World, first place, number one, the largest selling replacement window in the United States. Over 35,000 windows in the St. Louis area in the last 10 years, steaming toward 40,000. Lifetime warranty, covers all the parts, the glass breakage, and the labor. You call them for a free in-home estimate. They will show you why they are simply the best for less. And if you already have Window World windows, remember, they don't talk about this a lot, but they do siding, they do blown-in attic insulation and entry doors, and they have 6 months same-as-cash financing with approved credit, and there's also a 2013 tax credit you can earn of 10% of your purchase up to $500. Nobody comes close. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com. Don't go away. It's 4 o'clock. Big 550.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. 10 days after a deadly tornado slammed Moore, Oklahoma, residents are taking shelter. It's part of a severe weather system that blankets the Midwest.
Tornado watch is in effect for parts of Wisconsin southward through eastern Iowa, western central Illinois, much